coming up on episode number 264. Yes, long awaited. Back in August 2006, I threw down the gauntlet and I asked unsigned artists, unsigned singers, unsigned performers to send me a song from 1986 that they'd performed, right? And we'd amass all these up together, we'd have a competition, we'd get some judges, and we would call the whole shindig Coverville Idol, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's November 16th, 2006. And welcome to a very special, very long-awaited edition of Coverville. And I apologize for how long this thing took to put together. I actually was originally planning on having guest judges. And I think we are going to do another Coverville Idol. And we will have guest judges for that one. But for right now, for tonight, I'm afraid it's just me. Actually, no, we do have a guest judge. And let's go ahead and introduce him. Simon, actually, we can actually start by asking you, Simon, what'd you think of my intro song there, my Cover Me intro?
You know what? That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus. You'd make a fortune.
Okay, great. Well, thanks. Yeah, Simon doesn't have anything good to say about anybody tonight. And it's not because of the performances. It's just because the soundboard that I have for Simon doesn't have any positive affirmations. So everyone will be treated equally. But I thought it'd be kind of fun to have a little Simon Cowell soundboard on here. Unfortunately, there's no way for me to turn the volume down on it, is there? Bummer. Okay. So here's the scoop. I'm going to tell you the instructions here, and then we'll get into each of the 11 tracks that were submitted for the show. You're going to hear not the full song, but a good portion of each of the 11 submissions. And on the Coverville site, as the show notes for this episode, number 264, you'll find a link to a survey. And basically the survey is a list of the songs, and then next to each song you've got buttons for 1 through 5. All I want you to do is rate the songs you've heard. Give your favorite one a 5, or if you have a couple favorites, give them both 5s. I don't really have a set specific way to be sure that you don't give them all 5s, but you know what? If you liked them all, hey, give them all 5s. That's totally fine. So cast your vote, hit the submit button. And on November 28th, I'm going to close the survey, amass all of the responses, and then we'll have our results show on the 30th. And I'm actually going to see if I can get our special guests to make it for the 30th. By the way, I'm doing this, and it's not at all a slant to the judges. We really had a hard time scheduling this thing, and it's not their fault at all. I still love these guys, and they'll still be getting a Christmas card and a fruitcake come the holidays. So thanks to, I guess thanks to our judges. all right. So, I guess let's go ahead and get into this, and I'm not going to be providing any sort of, I like this one, I don't like this one. No, opinions whatsoever. I'm going to announce them and let you guys be the judge. So we're going to start off with a cover of REM's Fall on Me. This is performed by Jordan D. White. Let's go ahead and get started.
There's a problem, Feather Zion. Bargain building weights and pulleys. Feathers hit the ground before. Don't fall on me. sky and sell the sky and lift your arms up to the sky and ask the sky and ask the sky.
That gives you a taste of Jordan D. White's version of R.E.M.'s Fall on Me. That's contestant number one in Coverville Countdown. I'm sorry, not Coverville Countdown, Coverville Idol. Hey, Simon, what'd you think of that? Yeah, see, this already isn't working.
I have never, ever been in so much pain listening to someone sing.
Oh, that's just terrible, Simon. All right, let's move on to... The Final Countdown. You know, I can't hear this song without thinking of Job from Arrested Development. This one's performed by the UCAST International Orchestra, so of course you better start expecting some ukulele. Here's The Final Countdown. The Final Countdown, originally by Europe, performed there by the UCAST International Orchestra. And, well, let's hear from our resident guest judge, Mr. Simon.
If you were a horse, after that performance, they'd shoot you.
Okay. Good enough. See, now that I've started doing this, I have to do this for everybody because it wouldn't be fair if I didn't do it to all the submissions. Okay. Next up, we've got the Madden Family with a cover of a song by Paul Kelly, you know, the Kiwi performer there. This is a song called Leaps and Bounds. Here are the Madden Family.
On the silo says 11 degrees. I remember being today, the month of May, all the burning leaves. I'm not hearing a sound, my feet don't even touch the ground. I remember, I go leaps and bounds, I go leaps and bounds, down past the river and across the playing fields, the fields all empty, only for the burning leaves. I remember, lips and bows.
Oops, didn't have my microphone on. All right, that is Leaps and Bounds, originally by Paul Kelly, performed there by the Madden family, contestant number 3 in the Coverville Idol competition. Moving on. Oh, I'm sorry. Simon, what did you think of that?
Okay. 0 for effort, 0 for style, 0 for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
Okay. Moving on to contestant number 4. It's a cover of Sly Fox's Let's Go All the Way. This is a submission from James Gafulpo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Gafulpo. Let's get into Let's Go All the Way. Let's Go All the Way, performed there by, it feels weird to cut them off so early, but you know what, this would be an hour and a half long show if I played the full songs. Let's Go All the Way, originally by Sly Fox, performed there by James Gafulpo, contestant number 4 in our competition. Simon?
Okay, I've sat here trying to think of something pleasant to say after that, and I can't.
Okay, moving on to contestant number 5. This is a Jimmy Buffett song performed here by Donnie D and Big G of the Brothers Broadband. Love that name. Here is No Plane on Sunday.
You can throw your luggage down. Lose your cool and stop around. But there's nothing, nothing you can do. You wipe away your girlfriend's tears. Go to the bar and have some beers. There's no way this bird's gonna fly. No plane on Sunday, maybe one come Monday. It's just a hopeless situation. Make the best of it, all you can do. And get through.
That is No Playing on Sunday, originally by Jimmy Buffett, performed there by Donnie D and Big G of the Brothers Broadband. Simon, what was your take on that one?
I wouldn't know where to begin to make you a star. I'm actually despairing.
Okay, moving on to our sixth contestant. Yeah, I'm happy that I did this Simon Cowell soundboard. All right, our next one is Point of No Return, performed here by State Shirt. It's a cover of the Exposé track. Here's State Shirt. Originally by Exposé, that's The Point of No Return, performed there by State Shirt.
Well, we could be forgiven for thinking that you'd never heard that song before. You killed it. You totally murdered it.
Okay, our next contestant, number seven, taking a song that was originally part of the White Knight soundtrack with Mikhail Baryshnikov. A song performed by Lionel Richie for that movie, performed here. And I love this. It took me a while to figure out that the name of their band is actually Say You and Say Me. I thought it was Sue and Sammy. But here's Say You and Say Me with Say You, Say Me.
Say You, Say Me. Say it for always. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me. Say it together. Naturally. I had
I had an awesome dream. People in the park are playing games in the dark. And what they played, it was a masquerade. And from behind the walls of doubt, a voice is crying out.
That is Say You, Say Me, performed there by Say You and Say Me, originally by Lionel Richie from the White Knight soundtrack. Yeah, I was going to say what album that came from. Simon, what'd you think of that?
I'm not sure you even hit a single note. And you know what? It would be a challenge to actually find someone who could sing worse than you.
Okay. Taking Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer from his So album. Here are the Fritters.
You could have a steam train.
Gabriel's Sledgehammer, performed there by the Fritters. That is contestant number 8 in our Coverville Idol competition.
Well, you have a real talent. I don't know what it is, but it certainly isn't singing.
Okay. And let's move on to contestant number 9. It's really messing me up. This is Bruce Hornsby's. That's just Bruce Hornsby's That's Just the Way It Is, performed here by Dave Von Beeker. Here's That's Just the Way It Is.
Time waiting for the welfare dime, 'cause they can't buy a job. The man in the silk suit hurries by and catches the poor old lady's eyes. Just for fun he says, get him a job. Well, that's just the way it is, and some things will never change. That's just the way it is, but don't you believe them. They say, hey, little boy, you can go where the others go, 'cause you don't look like they do. I said, hey old man, how can you stand to think that way? Did you really think about it before you made the rules? And he said, son, well, that's just the way it is. Some things will never change.
Dave Von Beeker there with Bruce Hornsby's That's Just the Way It Is, contestant number 9 in tonight's competition.
Okay, you're out of tune, you're out of time, and you know what? You're out of here.
Our next contestant is actually a cappella. This is No Strings Attached with their version of the Bangles' Walk Like an Egyptian.
If they move too quick away, or they're falling down like a domino. All the bars are manned by the night, they got them on their own bed. Those crocodile away, or they snap their teeth on a cigarette. Foreign types with a hookah pipes, eh? Walk like an Egyptian. The blonde waitresses take their trays, they spin around and they cross the floor. They get the moves away, or you drop your drink, then they bring you more. All the school kids so sick of books, they laugh the punk and the metal band. When the buzzer rings away, or they walk the line like Egyptian. All the kids in the marketplace say, eh? Walk like an Egyptian.
That I'm long overdue for another a cappella edition of Coverville. That's Walk Like an Egyptian, originally by the Bangles, performed there by No Strings Attached, our 10th competitor in this competition.
I've had more fun in a dentist chair. You couldn't hit a note if your life depended upon it.
All right, and our final submission for the competition is Wang Chung Tonight, performed here by Undercover. Of course, the original band was Wang Chung. Here's Undercover.
Drive a million miles to be with you tonight. So if you're feeling low, tune up your radio. The words we use are strong. They make reality. Now the music's on. Oh baby, dance with me.
Everybody, Wang Chung Tonight, performed there by Undercover, of course, originally by Wang Chung. Simon?
What on earth makes you think you can sing?
Okay, a shorter one there. And that is the final submission for Coverville Idol, for the 1986 edition of Coverville Idol. I'm going to go ahead and announce that we are going to do this again. And you have until the end of... till the end of December. Yeah, and then I can do a January show. Till the end of December to produce a song from 1973. And we'll figure out some sponsors, get some sponsors for prizes for that one. For tonight's competition, the winners will receive CDs from Koch Music, Koch Entertainment. I'll give a big stack of CDs to number one, or to the top winner, and then smaller stacks to number two and number three. First off, though, I want to say a big hand for all the contestants. It's something more than I could do to be able to put yourself out there and present something that you've sung and potentially have it heard by thousands of people. So a big hand for the contestants. When you're rating these, and when you're going into the survey page to do your ratings, don't try and compare them against professional, you know, full-blown professional artists, or even as much toward the originals. Figure out which ones put it in their own sound. I mean, that's what we've kind of all said is the definition of a great cover, someone who kind of puts it into their own sound, not necessarily tries to sound as much like the original. Please only vote once. I have no way of tracking whether you vote multiple times, but just in the interest of fairness, and if you're a listener, Coverville, I know that you're trustworthy and you're, you know, a good person inside. And on the show that I do on November 30th, the results show, I'm going to close voting on the 28th and then do the results show on the 30th. I'm going to play the full songs from the winners, probably definitely the top three and maybe even the next three highest scoring finalists. Again, when you're making your votes, You know, you've got ratings from 1 to 5. I'm going to do waiting. So if you do all 5s, then it's really going to come out as all 3s because there's no contrast against any other. So the best thing you can do is rate your favorites 5s, rate your least favorites 1s, and then figure out where the other ones fall in between. And that way, the weighting will come out even for everybody. All right? I hope I haven't forgotten anything. You know, this is the first time I've done this, and if I have, I apologize. All right. That is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. If you have any questions or comments, suggestions, things like that, then you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message in the forums or on the weblogs at www.coverville.com. We will be back on Sunday with another all-request edition of the show. Thanks for listening tonight for kind of an unusual and different episode. Of course, the stuff we do on Sunday night will kind of get us back on to what you're used to hearing from Coverville. And until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. What'd you think of that, Simon?
You sound like a cat in a vacuum cleaner. Dreadful.
Yeah, I thought so.